expression is sarvice. So the sarvice trees in bloom there, and they come out the first thing in spring. Then that's followed by the dogwood.
Was there any kind of laurel around here?
I think some laurel, but I don't recall seeing that.
What about rhododendron?
Well, we do have some, not too many. Really too far north.
I ask you about some family relationships. What would you call a woman who has lost her husband, who's died?
Well, we'd call her a widow. Of course, the earlier expression, she's a widow woman. That's what we call her a widow.
Anything you call a woman whose husband hasn't died, but he's just left her?
Grass widow, of course, very seldom hear that expression at all.
What did you call your father when you were young?
I called him my dad.
And your mother?
Mother.
What about your grandma?
Earlier, the kids would call him mommy. But then I called her mother, and called my dad, and my grandmother, I called her grandma. Grandma and grandpa. Of course, now they call him grandpa and grandmother. So modern time, they call him
have you ever heard of a name that a child was called just within his family?
In other words, they called it a nickname?
Nickname.
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard that called a pet name?
Yes, but normally I would. Now, I don't know whether it's customary for other people, but I usually call it a nickname.
Well, what about?
Now, I don't know why Nick.
Yeah. What about this thing that has wheels on it that you can put a baby in, you know, and it'll lie down?
We call it a baby buggy. And then later on, they had a. Been so long since I've had one of them, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's called a baby buggy. Carry, baby carriage. And of course, there's another name for it, but I can't think of it.
What would you say you're going to do if you put the baby in the carriage and go out and
roll him around the park?
You said you had one son.
Yeah.
Any other children?
No.
No daughters?
No. And then when he got big enough, we couldn't keep him in a baby buggy. So
right.
I doubt whether we had a baby buggy. So, see the nannies out in the park pushing around, but then I'm not familiar with those terms.
Well, what about a woman who is about to have a baby? You say she's.
We say she's pregnant, of course, but. Of course, back that was a hush-hush word when I grew up, because you didn't recognize that. They thought the babies arrived when the doctor did at the Stark Brothers. Of course, now there's nothing that's left to imagination.
Have you ever heard any other expressions for that, other than pregnant?
I can't recall.
Have you ever heard people say she's in the family way?
Oh, yeah. It's been so long. Oh, yes, that's even kind of way of expecting.
You ever heard any maybe joking terms for that? Like one fellow told me he'd heard it called she swallowed a pumpkin seed.
Oh, I think I've heard that, but it's been a long time ago.
Well, what about if you don't have the doctor around to deliver the baby, the woman that you
might call them? They call them midwives.